F8, getting ready to read. Hawaiian.
Hawaii 사람.
Devised.
구한해낸.
Manage.
해내다.
Wove.
엮은.
Probably.
아마도.
Foundered.
침몰했다.
Drown.
익사하다.
Image.
상상.
Adventure.
모험.
1. To be able to do is to manage. 2. Figured out means devised. 3. To imagine is to picture in your mind. 4. Tying to means fastening. 5. When a boat sinks, it founders. 6. Something likely to be true is probably true.
F8, Sailing Adventures.
항해 모험.
Many stories are told about sailing in the sea.
항해와 바다에 대해서는 많은 이야기들이 있다.
One story tells of a Hawaiian boy who wished to cross the water from one island to another.
한 가지 이야기로 한 섬에서 다른 섬까지 바다를 건너가기를 희망했던 하와이 소년 이야기가 있다.
He did not know how to manage a canoe alone, but he devised a way.
그는 혼자서 카누를 다룰 줄 몰랐지만 그는 한 가지 방법을 고안해냈다.
He got two poles.
그는 두 개의 막대를 가져왔다.
Then he wove long leaves into a mat.
그리고 긴 나뭇잎을 엮어서 돗자리를 만들었다.
He fastened the mat to the poles.
그리고 긴 나뭇잎을 엮어서 돗자리를 만들었다.
He put them into the canoe to make the first sailboat.
그는 이것을 카누에 실어서 최초의 범선을 만들었다.
That story is probably a folk tale.
이 이야기는 아마도 민간 설화일 것이다.
But we have records of many true sailing adventures.
그러나 항해 모험과 관련된 많은 실제 기록이 있다.
For example, an English woman named Anne Davison dreamed of sailing across the Atlantic Ocean.
예를 들어 앤 데이비슨이라는 영국 여성은 대서양을 배로 횡단하는 것이 꿈이었다.
In 1948, she and her husband set sail, but the boat foundered and her husband drowned.
1948년 그녀와 남편은 출범했지만 배가 침몰하여 남편이 익사하였다.
4 years later, Anne Davison sailed alone from England to the United States.
4년 후에 앤 데이비슨은 혼자서 영국부터 미국까지 항해했다.
Her boat was only 6.9 meters, 23 feet long.
그녀의 배의 길이는 6.9m밖에 되지 않았다.
Other people have sailed the Atlantic in larger, faster boats.
다른 사람들은 더 크고 더 빠른 배로 대서양을 항해했다.
Sir Francis Chichester set a record in 1970 by crossing in 22 days.
프란시스 치체스터경은 1970년 22일 만에 대서양을 횡단하는 기록을 세웠다.
Can you imagine sailing alone on the ocean for months?
몇 달 동안 혼자서 대양을 항해하는 것을 상상할 수 있는가?
Most sailors choose less dangerous adventures.
많은 선원들은 덜 위험한 모험을 택한다.
Still, sailors continue to set out on daring voyages every year.
그러나 선원들은 여전히 매년 대담한 항해를 떠난다.
F8, Sailing Adventures. Many stories are told about sailing in the sea. One story tells of a Hawaiian boy who wished to cross the water from one island to another. He did not know how to manage a canoe alone, but he devised a way. He got two poles. Then he wove long leaves into a mat. He fastened the mat to the poles. He put them into the canoe to make the first sailboat. That story is probably a folk tale, but we have records of many true sailing adventures. For example, an English woman named Anne Davison dreamed of sailing across the Atlantic Ocean. In 1948, she and her husband set sail, but the boat foundered and her husband drowned. 4 years later, Anne Davison sailed alone from England to the United States. Her boat was only 6.9 meters, 23 feet, long. Other people have sailed the Atlantic in larger, faster boats. Sir Francis Chichester set a record in 1970 by crossing in 22 days. Can you imagine sailing alone on the ocean for months? Most sailors choose less dangerous adventures. Still, sailors continue to set out on daring voyages every year.
F8 Sailing Adventures. Many stories are told about sailing and the sea. One story tells of a Hawaiian boy who wished to cross the water from one island to another. He did not know how to manage a canoe alone, but he devised a way. He got two poles. Then he wove long leaves into a mat. He fastened the mat to the poles. He put them into the canoe to make the first sailboat. That story is probably a folk tale, but we have records of many true sailing adventures. For example, an English woman named Anne Davison dreamed of sailing across the Atlantic Ocean. In 1948, she and her husband set sail, but the boat foundered and her husband drowned. 4 years later, Anne Davison sailed alone from England to the United States. Her boat was only 6.9 meters, 23 feet long. Other people have sailed the Atlantic in larger, faster boats. Sir Francis Chichester set a record in 1970 by crossing in 22 days. Can you imagine sailing alone on the ocean for months? Most sailors choose less dangerous adventures. Still, sailors continue to set out on daring voyages every year.